Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
12:04 is the time, and it is time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Donnie, football with you solo on this Football Friday. Bob Pompiani not normally in on Fridays, and our guy Joe Starkey up with family this weekend in Buffalo, so keep your thoughts with him. He is supposed to be back on Monday. We go back out to the fan hotline as we always do Fridays around noon. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And on that fan hotline, we find Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays from 3 to 7, and You Bet or You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays, 11 to 1 p.m., leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, first, a congrats to your New York Yankees on moving on. I know you may have been sweating that game out a little bit, but from an outsider's view, it looked like it was over in the, what, third or fourth inning? Is that when they broke through for the four runs? That game was over.
Well, and Donnie, great to be on with you. The Red Sox defense was so bad last night, and Cam Schlittler was so awesome. First pitcher in the history of the Major League Baseball postseason. Like, look, the history of the baseball playoffs, 8 innings, no runs, at least 12 strikeouts, no walks. Absolutely dominant. As a lifelong Yankee fan, absolutely loved it to beat the Red Sox, advance in the postseason. I do think the Yankees are going to win the American League, win the AL pennant for the second consecutive year. I don't think they're good enough to win the World Series, and I do think that the Phillies, Dodgers, NLDS, I think the winner of that game will ultimately win the World Series.
Oh, okay, so I do have a few bucks on the Phillies to win it all, so you think it's one of those two teams?
I do, and for what it's worth, the Dodgers are a slight favorite in the series against the Phillies. Dodgers minus 120, Phillies at even money. I think it's a toss-up series, and I think really the series will hinge on, can the Phillies get to the Dodgers' bullpen? Because that's the weak part of the Dodgers' lineup. Now, we saw, and I can be brief on this, Roki Sasaki, who is one of the Dodgers, like heralded, like international starting pitchers, Japanese starting pitchers, he closed game two against the Reds in the wild card round, and his stuff is absolutely filthy. So the Dodgers will use Sasaki in relief. Kershaw made the roster. He may come in relief. Maybe Tyler Glasnow pitches in relief. So the Dodgers are going to have to try some inventive things, right, because their actual like bullpen arms are not very good. So can they kind of make it by using starters as relievers? If they can, I think the Phillies will win the series and ultimately win the World Series. But if they do, I like the Dodgers, and I don't see who's standing in the Dodgers' way of winning a second consecutive World Series championship.
Nick, before we get into football, this is a discussion I've just had with, you know, buddies outside of work for the last couple of days while the Red Sox-Yankees series was happening. Does it feel like that rivalry has lost a little bit of juice? Like, there just aren't the characters in there that we used to have.
Yeah, I think the answer to that question is probably yes. And, you know, I can speak to this pretty intimately as a New Yorker and don't have to get like super right. in-depth into it. But, you know, what happened 20 years ago was kind of like a legendary situation, right? Because even think, you know, people will bring up 1978, right? Bucky Dent's homer, yep. Bucky bleeping Dent to make up a 14.5 game deficit on the final day of the season at Fenway Park. You know, 1999, I was at game one at Yankee Stadium with my dad. Bernie Williams hits a walk-off homer. The Yankees that destroy the Red Sox in that series en route to a second consecutive championship and third in 4 years. But really, you know, the moments in this rivalry, not few and far between, but what happened 20 years ago, like, may never happen again, right? With 2003, those are, and the Marlins win the World Series, which is crazy. The Yankees and the Red Sox, I still don't know how the Yankees didn't win the World Series that yeah. year. But that ALCS was electric. I was at Game 7 for the Aaron Boone homer. And then, obviously, the Red Sox come back in 2004, where you may not see that again. So I actually think that we were collectively spoiled a little bit by what happened in those 2 years and then the ensuing years afterwards, like dealing with the aftermath of that. Now we'll see if we can kind of get back to it a little bit. And maybe Schlittler is the guy to make that happen. As a Massachusetts kid who grew up a Red Sox fan, who had to listen to Red Sox fans heckle his family at Fenway Park this summer. And then he said that post game yesterday that he loved sending the Red Sox home and shutting up all the Red Sox fans because of how they treated his family. And he grew up a Red Sox fan. So hopefully that gets some juice back in this rivalry, but tough to disagree that it's not what it was, you know, 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago.
I would like that because it was awesome. I mean, I know I was a kid experiencing that, but I mean, that ALCS in 04, I know unfortunately it didn't work out for your Yankees that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I hated it.
I think it's one of the best series in baseball history, the
yeah,
way that
I hated
went.
It. Yeah, it was, yeah. yeah, it was really bad. But yes. Objectively, a good baseball series for me personally, like absolutely brutal.
Talking to our guy Nick Costos from BetMGM. Nick, let's get to some of the NFL action this weekend. Another international game. The Vikings get to stay over on that side of the world. This time it's in London, not in Dublin, when they play the Browns. And Minnesota, a 3.5-point favorite based on what I'm looking at. Do you think that they get that a little bit more because they got to stay over there for a whole week? Does that play any sort of factor in that game?
Definitely. I think that's something that does play into the betting market here. That Minnesota has, I don't know if you want to call it like the travel advantage, but they do have a travel advantage here with their second international game, getting to stay in Europe, whereas the Browns obviously had to travel internationally this week, and the Browns will be starting rookie Dylan Gabriel at quarterback. Joe Flacco has been benched. And, you know, Donnie, I came on this show last week and I told you I liked the Steelers against Minnesota. I felt like they would get to Carson Wentz, force some turnovers. And they did. And the Vikings offensive line injury certainly didn't help. And about an hour ago, the Vikings released their final injury report for Sunday. And they are down 3 starting offensive linemen and their backup center. So all the players that either missed the game last week pregame or got hurt during the game for Minnesota are out. That's right tackle Brian O'Neill, center Ryan Kelly, and the rookie first-round left guard Donovan Jackson. And once they were all out on Sunday, I know the Vikings in comeback mode, like, put some points up on the board. Like, mm-hmm. The Steelers kicked their ass in the game. Like, we all watched the game. It was crazy that
55 minutes of dominance.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I bet the Steelers, and the fact that I had to sweat the end of the game was insane. Like, Pittsburgh authentically won the game. And, you know, I think the Steelers are better than the Browns. The Browns' defense right now is better than the Steelers' defense, and that front is ridiculous. I don't think the Vikings are going to be able to run the ball. Think about last week, and I know the Lions like beat the Browns by multiple possessions. David Montgomery couldn't get going on the ground. He's more of like a plodder, right? I think that's what we're going to see this week with Jordan Mason. I don't think Jordan Mason's going to have a good game. And then here comes the Browns pass rush against Carson Wentz, who's dying to turn the football over. I do like the Browns plus the points, Donnie, coming up on Sunday.
Looking around the rest of the AFC North, because we don't have any Steelers on Sunday, the Ravens, who will be without Lamar Jackson in this game against Houston. First, Nick, before you even dive into the game itself, have you seen, or when's the last time you have seen a line move this much over an injury? Obviously, quarterback play is the most important thing in football, you know, especially in the 2020s and as the game continues to evolve. But it was what, like an 8 or 9 point Baltimore, you know, they were an 8 or 9 point favorite going in, And then the Lamar Jackson news came out, and now I'm looking at Houston minus 2.5. I mean, it has swung like 10 points.
Yeah, and not just 10 points, through all the key numbers, through zero and out the other side. And it's not just Lamar, that's the thing. And Lamar's the most important, like, and you're 100% right to mention him. It's way more than just Lamar. Like, Roquan Smith is out. Marlon Humphrey's out. Like, Kyle Hamilton didn't practice yesterday. Nate Wiggins has barely practiced this week. Chidobe Awuzie is not practicing. Like, the entire, all the good players on the team are hurt. So it is Lamar, but it's way more than just Lamar. Now, we'll see when the injury report comes out today. Like, is Ronnie Stanley going to play? Is Nate Wiggins going to play? Like, they desperately need him to play. Like, is Jair Alexander going to be active in this game? He's been a healthy scratch since week one. What I can say is, because we're thinking about betting this game now, right, with the Texans, a 2.5-point road favorite, favored by less than 3. If none of these guys go for Baltimore, I think the Ravens are the worst team in the league. Like, this iteration of Baltimore, with all these players out, I think is the worst team in the league. Now, maybe a couple of them end up playing. I still don't think they're very good. I actually think I may bet the Texans. I haven't yet. That's the side I'm leaning towards. And the other thing to consider, right, because Derrick Henry is healthy. The only way Derrick Henry is effective in games is if they're ahead. So, like, when they're trailing in these games, Justice Hill comes into the game. Like, you can't play Derrick Henry when you're down multiple scores. You can't use him in the passing game. So it's like he's rendered irrelevant because of everything that's happening around him. So I think the Ravens are up against it here. Now, next week, they host the Los Angeles Rams, and Lamar is unlikely to play in that game per the injury reports this week.
Yep.
They could very well be 1-5 going into the bye and be in a huge spot of trouble as far as making the playoffs are concerned. If I had to bet the game right now, Donnie, and I don't, I want to see what the rest of the injury report has to hold, I would only bet the Houston Texans.
So, Nick, going along those lines, because we just had this talk last week and you and I both agreed, we said, well, you know, if the Ravens fall to 1-3, the next move I'm going to make is betting on them to win the AFC North. Now that we have that game behind us, we have a whole bunch of injuries added to the docket for Baltimore. How is that market starting to look for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who you are high on this year, Nick, to win the division for the first time since 2020?
Yeah, obviously, like when we had that conversation last week, we were assuming Lamar was going to play and the Ravens would be huge favorites against the Texans. And now they're underdogs, so that kind of goes out the window. So it may surprise people to hear that the Ravens are still favored right now to win the AFC North, despite being a full 2 games behind the Steelers right now, Pittsburgh 3-1 at the bye. Baltimore minus 135, the Steelers plus 175. Now, if you believe the betting market, and that the betting market will yield like the most likely result, assuming Lamar does not play next week, and I think that is a fair assumption, the Ravens are going to be underdogs in both games, which means they're likely to lose both games. So Baltimore could be 1-5, right? That's actually the most likely outcome, is that the Ravens are 1-5 in a couple weeks. The thing is with Baltimore, when the Ravens come out of their bye, and it's a very advantageous bye in week 7, because presumably Lamar will be healthy coming out of it, Roquan will be healthy, Marlon Humphrey, we'll see, but that's the presumption right now. I'm just going to read these games off, right? Home Bears, likely win. At the Dolphins, likely win. At the Vikings, with either J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz, likely win. At the Browns, likely win. Home Jets, likely win. Home Bengals, likely win. Home Steelers, likely win. At Jake Browning and Cincy, likely win. Home New England, likely win. And then we get to the final 2 weeks, at Green Bay and at Pittsburgh, and maybe they lose one or both of those games. So I don't know if the Ravens are definitely going to win the division, but I do think Baltimore's still a playoff team. And that's a bet that I'm willing to make, Donnie. If they lose the next 2 games and they're 1-5, assuming that Lamar and everybody comes back, they should rattle off like 7 or 8 wins in a row coming out of the bye. And I still think they'll be a playoff team in the AFC.
Yeah, so that was a point that I've been making pretty much all week, that, you know, they have the hardest part of their schedule gone. I mean, they have lost to 3 Super Bowl contenders. And if Lamar is healthy coming out of the bye, I do think they could kind of run the table and go like 8-2 or whatever it would be, or possibly even 9-1. That's been the point I've made, where like, okay, I want to be excited about the Steelers winning the division, but I don't think they're out of the woods yet, because if they stub their toe, the Ravens could easily catch them. We've seen it the last, you know, few years. We saw it just last year. The Steelers had a nice lead.
Now, let's just to be clear about this, right? So I'm making it sound like if the Ravens are 1-5, and again, that's the most likely outcome right now. I'm making it sound like they're just going to roll out of bed and win a million games down the stretch. And like that could happen. But I mean, 1-5 is 1-5. So if we get there in a couple weeks and the Steelers next opponent, let me see here. Do you know who Pittsburgh has next week? I have it right up.
So they have the Browns next Sunday, and then they have Cincy on a Thursday night on the road after that.
Like the Steelers should be 5-1.
Yeah.
In the next 2 weeks. If they're 5-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, like the Steelers are probably going to win the division. So like, let's see how where we're at in a couple weeks here. The Ravens should be 1-5 and the Steelers should be 5-1. It doesn't mean that's going to happen, but that's the most likely scenario. And if they're up six games into the season, obviously still a ton of time left, that would be like an unbelievable collapse for Pittsburgh not to win the division.
At what point, Nick, do you think the Steelers could officially take over as the favorite to win it? Could it be as soon as after this Sunday's game, if Baltimore loses next week? You know, what do you think it could be?
I think if the Steelers are 4-1 and the Ravens are 1-5, Pittsburgh will be favored.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Okay, yeah, they're holding like a 3.5-game lead, and then they have that Thursday night game. That makes sense.
And listen, like maybe it's like close to even, like after this week, if the Ravens lose and the Steelers are on bye. That's possible as well.
Nick, before we let you go, that Bengals game against the Lions, that was coming into the season. They put that on 425, you know, national TV. We're going to get the Lions. We're going to get Joe Burrow. The Bengals are going to be that team this year that get a lot of games flexed out of big spots because of that injury. 10.5 points seems big, but man, are the Bengals looking lifeless. I think Detroit will crush them in this game.
Yeah, I would just say betting-wise, you could be right. I think Detroit will win the game. But I think if you were going to bet Detroit, like 10 is the number you want to try and bet with Detroit, as opposed to 10.5. At 10.5, it's no bet for me. Just something to consider here. And it can go the other way big time. And, you know, we watched the game on Monday night. It did look to me like Cincinnati quit a little bit, which doesn't mean like they, like the Dolphins quit in week one and then had a great performance. They lost, but like played way better in week two. So it looked like the Bengals quit on Monday night against the Broncos. So, of course, you can understand why people think Detroit would kill them. Mm-hmm. Just one thing to keep in mind. The Lions injury report, they have a number of injuries in their secondary. Like one of their corners, Terry and Arnold, who's going to play, is not very good and has been picked on this season. If you wanted to build a case for a Jamar Chase and T. Higgins like breakout game with Jake Browning, I think that you'll have that game script to potential. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm just trying to present a contrarian argument here for Cincinnati potentially at the current number. 10.5 is a pass for me. I do think the Lions will win the game. I would not be surprised if this was the best game for Browning, Chase, and Higgins since Joe Burrow went down.
Nick, great stuff, man. We will talk to you again next Friday.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, Nick. That was awesome. There we go. That was the host of You Better You Bet, Nick Kostos, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Austin, I always like that segment in the middle of the show on Fridays with Nick because we will end up making our picks in a little bit over an hour. But I mean, I do always feel a little bit more enlightened to things before we get to that point. I should have kept note starting at the beginning of the year, and maybe it's something I can do next season, let's say, of how many times Nick has swayed me on picks that I'm about to make.
I would imagine probably a lot, right? Like, the inside is important. I was curious about that Bengals game because I need to pick it in my Sunday-Monday league, and I'm thinking about ultimately picking against the Bengals. That at least makes me wonder a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They just looked so bad on Monday night. And they let a team put 48 points on them 2 weeks ago. The defense is brutal. I just think this is a game where the Lions, of all teams, a team that loves putting up 50-plus on people, like I feel like this will be like a 52-17 game or something. I think it'll be ugly in Cincy. Like I think this could be the point where Cincy is like, okay, if we want any prayer after this game, we are still 2-3. We are not completely dead yet, but if we keep going with Jake Browning, we will be. I think the game Sunday will force them into making a quarterback trade.
Well, and I mean, think about this, though. They're going to play the Steelers on a short week, so they really have no choice, unless they would have made the deal earlier this week, to go with Browning for this game and to go with Browning for the Thursday night game. Or, no, I guess they would have an extra week then. So you think that they could make a trade and then have somebody ready before that Thursday night game against the Steelers?
I mean, they could. It always depends on who it is, I guess. I mean, but I would be calling. I know we brought it up before, but, man, I mean, you got to call the Giants, right? Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, one of those two guys. If the Giants are going to play Jackson Dart, I just don't see the point of having both of those guys on your roster, especially when there's going to be a team that's desperate and wanting to give you a call. I mean, I know that it seems like Russell Wilson is officially at the end of the line here, but I mean, I think in that offense, he could give them something with their receivers that Jake Browning clearly can't.
If you could pick one quarterback to win you a game, would you take Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins?
Honestly, I would take Russ, I think.
Really?
I feel like Kirk. Now, we haven't seen Kirk Cousins in, what, almost, well, not a full season, but when did he get benched last year? Like week 14?
Yeah, it was very late in the season.
I mean, I liked Kirk Cousins for a while, but I don't know, man. I feel like there's at least that one game thing with Russ where we can just see him pop off a little bit. Now, he can immediately have a horrible game after that. We saw that already this year. He had the 400-yard game against the Cowboys, followed up with just a putrid effort against the Chiefs. But I don't know. I think there's like at least an element there with Russ. He just wings the ball down the field. And if you're a team like the Bengals who have receivers like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, I feel like it gives you some sort of prayer.
Well, yeah, and I just wonder how much Kirk Cousins still has left in his arm strength, especially after the injury that he suffered last year. We know that people are calling Aaron Rodgers a statue. Kirk Cousins legitimately cannot move in the pocket. Maybe because Moonball Russ can still dial it up a little bit, I would go with Russ. But I'm at least still intrigued to see what Kirk Cousins has in the tank.
Yeah, my thing there is that how many teams could have, I mean, unless the Falcons want to cover a lot of that money, I don't know how many teams would find that contract attractive, whereas Russ is just on like a one-year prove-it deal. Like his deal was mostly incentive-laden with New York. So, I mean, that's when you can get at a much cheaper price.
I mean, there would have to be significant eating of the contract from Atlanta to get that done. And I'm sure the Falcons, I don't know if it would be 50-50 or if they take 60% of the contract, Why not? Because you're not even playing Cousins. You are committed to Michael Penix. He's your guy unless there's an injury. Why wouldn't you want to move off of even part of that money if you're Atlanta? So Cincinnati, obviously, with the amount of money that they've put on their offense, and especially to Burrow, is not going to want to take a lot of it. But if it's a 50-50 split and then you can move off of Cousins next year, I would at least consider.
Yeah, I mean, but I would say let's put it this way, too, when it comes to what the Steelers have coming down the line. So they are 13 days away from that Thursday night game. Would you be more worried about that game if it was Jake Browning, Kirk Cousins, or Russell Wilson starting at quarterback for Cincinnati?
Honestly, probably Russ because of the revenge factor.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there's that. But also, like, I just think with those receivers, those guys can make plays that not many players can do. I mean, I still think Ja'Marr Chase, he and Justin Jefferson for me are 1A and 1B.
Yeah, Russ can get him the ball. Similar to how he got Malik Nabers the ball. Nabers was a fantasy darling until he got hurt and crushed my fantasy team.
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's an easy answer. If they keep running it with Jake Browning, they are waving the white flag on their season. So they're in an interesting spot.
Fake John and Robinson tweets at us, Bengals should make a call to go all in for Kenny Pickett. He'd be ready for next Thursday. Talk about revenge factor, Fake John.
Man, that would be what, like the fifth time he's been traded? Is it? Would it be five?
I think it would be, regardless of what it is going to be, it will be the most all time for a player being traded.
I mean, traded from the Steelers to the Eagles, traded from the Eagles to the Browns, traded from the Browns to the
Raiders.
Okay, it would be the fourth time. And he never officially played a game with the Browns, and he has not officially played a game with the Raiders. I don't know if he got in any garbage time snaps.
Let's say hypothetically that Kenny Pickett made the Hall of Fame. Okay, bear with me for a second. Hypothetically, would Cleveland Browns be on his plaque? Like, when you write out your resume at the end of the year, or these are the accolades of Kenny Pickett, how many teams did he play for? Like, you see the Browns jersey shirt. Is Kenny Pickett on that?
My ruling with that, my feeling is that you had to have suited up in a regular season game.
Okay.
Which he never did. So, like, that one shouldn't count.
Did Tim Tebow ever play a regular season game with the Patriots?
That's a good question.
When he was playing, like, backup quarterback and tight end.
Right. Like, they may have used him at, like, H-back and stuff. Maybe. I can't remember. I know they did that with the Jets. Good question. All right, Limits. We have a Bechtold breakdown coming up next. Maybe preview a couple of the things that we will get into.
Yeah, Donnie, there's a couple of different things. A couple of things around baseball that are making note, including another award for Paul Skeens. What a surprise. Plus, we have an update on what's going on with the Ravens and their injury concern. Plus, Sportsline has put out the percentage playoff odds for each team, and you will be very surprised where the Pittsburgh Steelers sit on this list.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.